It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Today is National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. I am a huge fan of peanut butter. It makes a sandwich that I have never outgrown, as well as the best desserts. When thinking about what peanut butter treat I would enjoy to celebrate the day, the peanut butter pie at Hog and Hominy Restaurant instantly came to mind.
Peanut butter can be enjoyed either savory or sweet.
Explains fellow peanut butter lover Andy Tyser, co-owner of Hog and Hominy.
Hog and Hominy was a restaurant that we wanted to showcase Memphis in Tennessee. And so when we thought about the dessert, we thought about Elvis, and that was a loose correlation to the peanut butter and banana pie.
Adds Michael Hudman, Andy's partner. Personally, I think the marriage of peanut butter and banana makes a better pie than that sandwich the king of rock and roll was so fond of. And what peanut butter do you use when making a peanut butter pie?
I prefer crunchy peanut butter on my sandwich because I like the texture of the crunchy peanut butter and the soft bread.
Explains Michael. But for the pie?
For the pie, we use the smooth because we try to emulate the Reese's peanut butter cup filling.
Tricks for making the perfect pie?
We whip the peanut butter with a paddle attachment to get it as smooth as possible with the sugar.
And you also need to take your vanilla pudding thicker than normal because it needs to hold its shape for the structure of the pie.
Recommends Andy.
But not clumpy.
Mike chimes in on that tip for making the perfect pie filling. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy Peanut Butter Day!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.